Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Monday. We've had a lot of fun with numbers, and we bring in number six, the birthday boy, former Titans punter Brett Kern, whose son just called in, and I was fooled on that. But
that's right.
Thanks to Bryce for calling in and wishing his dad a happy birthday.
Yeah, it's 15-year-olds and their cell phone, you know. You can sneak off to a room in the house and call the radio station and, you know, tell their dad happy birthday.
So, well, I was confused because I was like, should they be in school? But then I forgot about that it's President's Day, so I guess he has the day off.
Yeah, no school. So we'll they'll all come to the grocery store and, you know, we'll gear up for this next snowpocalypse coming, you know. So eggs, bread, you name it, milk.
Got it. You got to get that stuff. Got to get the essentials. But happy birthday, Brett.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So we're now in that, as we were texting earlier, the dog days of sports talk radio as we kind of have that period in between the Super Bowl and the draft, the combines coming up. But I know you've kind of been doing some research on, you know, free agency. And a lot of people are kind of looking at, all right, the Titans were big spenders last year. They were active in free agency. It didn't really work out. Mike Borgonzi and Chad Brinker have said, you know, we're going to build through the draft. That's the best way to do it. You look at teams that have had success, and they've kind of done that. And, you know, I feel like that's the path the Titans should go. But there are some positions that they certainly could address in free agency. And I look at a guy like Trey Smith as being one of those guys that they could bring in on the offensive line, but he's probably going to cost you like $20 million. So you've done a little research on this about kind of what happens when guys get that big contract.
Yeah, it's tough just because I think not everybody's built like a Derek or Saquon or some of these guys that, you know, once they receive contract and it's generational type money, right, they keep grinding. Because the grind in the NFL, it's mental, it's physical, it's emotional. And you know, when you get that big payday and you know that you're set, you know, generationally for yourself, for your kids, for their kids, right, you tend to kind of maybe not grind as much. And, you know, when you're getting paid, you know, maybe like a top five receiver, top 10 or top five running back, right, all of a sudden all it takes is just a little bit of slip in your production. And then now you're not of that value. Right. And so, you know, paying guys, I mean, you look at the Titans, right, between Snead, Woozier, Cushenberry, you know, 20% of the cap, they just divvied out the three guys and they were only to play in 21 out of the 51 games last season. Right. And that's tough. Right. You know, you compared it to, you know, somebody that comes in, you know, on a smaller deal, right? I was, you know, Kyle Van Noy, a 2-year deal. He got 12 and a half sacks, fourth in the league, right? A Gesicki, you know, 1 year, 3.5, and he's top 10 in catches. You know, even our old guy, Jonnu Smith, right? Fourth in receptions with 88 and 8 touchdowns. And he's only on a 2-year, like $8 million deal. Zach Ertz is on a 1-year, $5 million deal and finish top 10. You know, you look at depth pieces, you know, Derek Barnett, you know, down in Houston, somebody like that who's on a 1-year, $2 million deal. So you look at those kind of signings, it's not obviously generational money, but those guys are still trying to grind for the next one, right? And maybe the next contractor after that. And so, you know, you look at some of the smaller deals that came in, you know, Delanie Walker, Ben Jones, you know, I remember Kevin Mawai when I got here, it was that offensive line.
Yeah,
you know, Leroy Harris is a fourth round pick. How can you find your Michael Roos, right? A second round pick, 41st overall, 10-year career, 148 games, 148 starts, right? You never had to worry about him, right? Your Dave Stewart, your Big Country, yeah, your fourth round pick, Eugene Amato, your seventh round pick, right? And that offensive line, right? You know, you have four guys that were drafted here by the Titans. You bring in a piece like Kevin Mawai, right, who's a Hall of Famer. And then all of a sudden, now you're top, you know, five in the league rushing 3-4 years in a row, and CJ rushes for 2,000 yards, right? And so I think when you're in a situation the Titans are in, right, you have some holes, you know, some depth that you got to fill, right? Drafting becomes a huge priority. How do you go get your Amon-Ra, that was a fourth-round pick, your Puka Nacua, fifth-round pick? Then even after that, in your undrafted free agent guys, how do you go get a Reed Blankenship, right, out of MTSU, who's now a starting safety in the Super Bowl, right? And so, you know, if you look at, like, Philadelphia right now, they have a lot of pieces that are already there, right? So Milton Williams, right, he's behind Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, right? They have their front line. Josh Sweat, obviously he's probably going to hit free agency. You know, they have $24 million of cap space, right? But Milton, seventh round pick, right? He's going to go get paid, but you know that, hey, you know what? We can replace him through the draft. I think they actually signed, or they drafted somebody in sixth, seventh round last year, you know, kind of for that idea, knowing that this is going to happen. But in the Titans situation, you have a lot of holes. So now your drafting becomes really, really important, right? Whether you want to take the first pick or whether you want to trade, right? You try to go the Lions route, you know, in trading, obviously the whole Stafford, you know, Jared Goff trade, but you look at, you know, the Lions able to get Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, right? Those guys are obviously huge impact players. Even what the Titans did back in 2016 with the Rams, right? You know, you trade, you go get Jack Conklin, who's obviously still playing in the league. He actually might be a free agent this year. I'm not 100% sure. But then obviously now you get that extra, second round pick, and who do you get? Derrick Henry, right? And so, you know, your free agency, how can you get the Zach Bond all pro on a 1 year, $3.5 million deal? Right.
Right.
Cause all pro guys don't fall off trees. Like you look at the, let's see, there's six guys, that are all pro that are still on rookie deals. Right. And so you're not necessarily going to go out and find some guy, pay him a ton of money. They're a free agent for a reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's Kansas City. And, you know, they have $5.8 million of cap space. Like, how do you pay for Bolton? How do you pay for Smith? How do you pay for Justin Reed, Hollywood Brown? Like, those guys are free agents. You can't keep them all, right? So that's understandable that, you know what, hey, we're kind of backed up to this cap space. We can't sign these guys, right? Other times, you know, you got, like, you look at the wide receiver class coming out. Diggs, coming off a torn ACL, made $22 million, right? Amari Cooper, making $20 million. Keenan Allen, he was making $20 million in Chicago. He's about to be 33 years old. Chris Godwin, $20 million. Injuries. Brandon Cooks, $20 million, right? And so those guys are all going to be available, but why are they available? Well, probably mainly because of injury, and then also does their production match what they're going to make, right? You could say that about Cooper Kupp. You know, the last time he played a full season was 2021, right? And he's set to be a $30 million cap hit this year, and his contract doesn't expire until 2027. Right. So there's guys that they're free agents for a reason. You just have to navigate what that is and why. Right. And then everything that the Titans do from here on out, like it has to be that diamond in the rough type in order to get better faster. Right. And so it's tough because not every draft pick hits. Right. And not every free agency hits. Right. But I think with enough guys in the room, they're going to be able to kind of, you know, funnel it down into picking the right guys.
I'm with you 100%. By the way, how old are you today? 26?
I got 1 year left, and then I'm 40. I'm 39.
It's all downhill after that. I love what you've compiled. It's fascinating. And also, but look, I remember covering Reed Blankenship at MTSU, and to think that he would get to this level, I never thought he would. I thought he'd get cut day one of the Eagles. Shows you what I know. So in all this, it's truly better to be lucky than good when you're drafting these players or signing these free agents, because you just never know, right? I mean, you did not know Reed Blankenship would do what he's doing now in the National Football League. So the Eagles got lucky, and that's the thing. I think luck, Brett, has to play into a lot of this.
Well, I just think it depends on who's on your team as well, right? Like, I remember when I was in Denver, my rookie year, I walk in the locker room, and it's Champ Bailey, John Lynch, right? And then the next year, my second year, it was Brian Dawkins came in the locker room. Like, I mean, you're talking some guys that, you know, those are the guys that you're around in the locker room, right? And so, you know, you bring somebody in, and it depends on your coaches too, right? Who can, you know, when Reed goes to Philadelphia, like, who's the secondary coach that's teaching him the ins and outs of the defense that they're running, right? And you never know, too. I mean, sometimes there's guys that are like, they're pretty good in college, they're okay, and they get to the NFL and it clicks for them, right? They're in the right system, they're in the right place. They got maybe older players that are really helping them out. They can learn quick, they can process quick. And then you got other guys that they're great in college, and all of a sudden they go to the NFL and it's like, whoa, this is fast, this is quick. I can't process it as quick as I thought I could. It's faster than college, right? And so sometimes, you know, when you get to the pros, and you're thinking, oh, that guy will never make it, that guy will, you know, you got a guy that's, you know, he might be a linebacker, and, you know, he plays linebacker for 3-4 years, and then, you know, playing on special teams, and bam, all of a sudden, you know, like a Zaire Franklin, right? And in Indy. I remember him. He was linebacker, small school, played special teams. Special teams was filling at linebacker. And then all of a sudden, now he's making, 12, $13 million a year as a linebacker, and he leads the league in tackles, right? So sometimes it might take time, right? They might play special teams for 2-3 years, and then bam, like here they are. They're playing. They get it. They're developed. They've seen the system for 2-3 years, and now they go out and play, and they roll.
Brett Kern is with us, former Titans punter. And Brett, really good stuff. I mean, I it's funny when you were telling, when we were talking about the free agency stuff, I just could hear Floyd Reese's voice, when saying like, hey, go sign this guard in free agency. I can hear him going like, nah, I'll get it later. I'll get it later in the draft. So, that's just kind of how it feels.
Yeah. It's like, how do you get your Jarrell Casey in the third round, right? Jason McCourty was a sixth round pick, Cortland Finnegan, seventh round pick, right? They're there. It's just the hard part is, I think the success rate of the draft is so difficult, right? Like, how do you go out there and the Titans are in a position where, let's say you get seven picks, six, seven, eight, nine picks, right? Like, you have to be clipping it, an 80% success rate of guys that can come in and make, impact. Because it's clearly not proven to where, free agents come in. It's like, oh, we could fill all these holes if we spend $100 million or $200 million, whatever. Like, that's not safe, right? That's not something you can always guarantee on.
Well, what do you say to the guys that, the Chargers, I think, had three or four ex-Titans on their team that were starting today? I mean, guys that you had here that did you not give them time to develop, or did you see all you needed to see and move on? Now, don't put Malik Willis in there because I still think that's a good trade for the Titans, but other guys that were here and move on, it's kind of like, oh, man, why can't you do this here?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are up too, right? I think it's Elijah Molden, Christian Fulton. Like, those guys are up too. So, like, I'd be curious to see, like, do the Chargers bring him back? Do they go somewhere else? You look at Janu. Like, Janu did well here, and then he went to New England. Obviously the production that he was producing didn't match what he was getting, right? So then he goes somewhere else, and now he's in Miami, and you're like, whoa, okay. You just had 88 catches, 8 touchdowns.
Right.
And you're fourth in the league in receptions. But, like, is that a part of the system, right? And so I think a lot of times it's just a matter of, as a player, being in the right place with the right system, the right coaches, maybe it's the right quarterback. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot that kind of needs to come together and mesh and flow. And, there's a lot. I mean, you could say, well, how come Janu didn't do this here, right? How come, I don't know. Like, was Janu, at the line chipping half the time, so he couldn't get out in routes? Like, I don't know. Miami, are they running a lot of quick game, right? You got Jalen Waddle you have to cover. You have Tyreek Hill you have to cover. So does that free up Janu? You know what I'm saying? There's so many questions that, you could sit here and you could talk on one or two players for your whole show for 2 hours and just figure out, why did he do it this year? Why couldn't he do it with the Titans,
Yeah, for sure. By the way, I was going to ask you about this. So last week on the George Plaster Show, which is on 94.9 The Fan, Steve Watterson was on, and he was telling – I know you know him for sure. He was telling a story that I don't know if you remember about when Cortland Finnegan filled up his entire office with packing peanuts, and Watterson got like the cleaning guy basically got it cleaned up before anybody got there, so everybody thought Cortland was telling a fib.
That's funny. I've heard some funny ones. I heard way back Coach Lowry took some dirty diapers from his kids when they were younger and put them in Coach Fisher's trunk in the middle of training camp. So there, trust me, there's, you can pull the spark plug, out of the rookie's car, and then that way you have to have the tow truck come and, all that. I mean, there's plenty of things to do prank wise, but I did hear about that one. I didn't see it, but I did hear about it. So I'm not going to confirm or deny if it was a fib. But, yes, I have heard about that.
Did you, when you were in the Pro Bowl, did you give out your room number? Isn't that a big no-no?
Because
they charge stuff to your room?
Well, yeah, but I think, I'm probably the last person, at the Pro Bowl. Like, there's a lot of guys there that were, making a lot more money and all that kind of stuff. And so maybe that should have been a good idea on my part to go find Ben Roethlisberger's room number.
Right.
Or somebody like that. So, that's definitely, you know, a no-no on the room number.
Oh, that's too funny. Brett, happy birthday. Thanks as always for doing this, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Brett Kern, the birthday boy, joining us here on the program. Always appreciate his time. And I think he makes some really interesting points, and, you know, working with the GM as long as we did, you know, those are definitely some things that stand out about not overspending. I still like the idea of Trey Smith, but are you going to get the same Trey Smith that Kansas City has had?
What do we always say? Look, it's hard. And we said it all the time. It's hard to play tough when you sleep on silk sheets every night.
Yeah.
And you can't blame the guys for getting paid. I don't blame them at all. But if you're expecting the same kind of output once they've signed a massive contract, you're delusional. And I'll default back to Chris Johnson in 2011. He ran scared. He didn't care after he got his contract. And I'll argue that to his face.
Mm-hmm.
8, 9, and 10 were great years for him. Once he got paid, he was a shell of himself. So that's what happens.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonKennyHoundy.com. We'll have more here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.